What a difference 5 years made in the career of New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. In that time, she evolved from a National Rifle Association darling from upstate to a legislator with high-profile bipartisan wins under her belt. Now, as she prepares to campaign for her first full term in the U.S. Senate, she's banking on her appeal to women to lead the way. WNYC's Anna Sale has been following Gillibrand's latest moves, and she joins us now. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
So, you know, Senator Gillibrand is making a broad pitch to women. She's launched a new website called offthesidelines.org. What's she after here?
Well, she's really clear that not enough women are in Congress, that not enough women are engaged in electoral politics, and that women could be doing more to shape the debate in Washington. Here's how she described it in her Washington office to me last month.
I believe that women's voices aren't being heard and that enough women aren't off the sidelines fighting for the things they care about. And it's not just about reproductive health and about women's rights. It's about every issue women care about, whether it's about national security or health care or education or access to capital for women-owned businesses.
So what does the new website try to do?
Well, part of this website is basic civics. It talks about how to write a letter to the editor, how to register to vote. It looks pretty innocuous, but there's some really savvy politics behind it because, first off, it's paid for by Gillibrand's Senate reelection campaign. So it may look like it's a New York effort, but it's definitely a national audience she's going for, and it raises money for her Senate campaign. If you go and say, yeah, I support the idea of more women being involved in politics, you're actually padding her campaign account. So she'll have more money for her campaign. She'll also have more money to support candidates that are aligned with her beliefs. And so it's kind of similar to what South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint has done in his support of Tea Party conservatives.
So she's angling to be a real leader on women's issues. Don't feminist lobby groups have that covered in Washington?
Well, you of course have Democratic powerhouses like NARAL, the abortion rights group, or Emily's List, which is the group that recruits and supports pro-choice women who are running for Congress. But the thing that Gillibrand brings here is these new optics and a new approach, because she's bringing this seemingly bipartisan approach, but at the same time, she's being very outspoken about abortion rights, very outspoken about workplace and health parity, traditional issues for these Democratic groups. But it looks different because she graduated college in 1988, long after the Equal Rights Amendment was last defeated in Congress. So she hasn't fought the same battle. So she brings a sort of different approach. And again, she's also a working mom. She had a one-year-old son when she was tapped to join the U.S. Senate. So she has a kind of different biography.
Yeah. So is her personal story an asset for her?
Well, it definitely has been. She talks about being a working mom a lot. But there were also generational tensions when she joined the Senate. There were supporters of Representative Carolyn Maloney who said, look, she's been a longtime supporter of abortion rights. She is the more appropriate pick for Hillary Clinton's seat. And so that's another reason why her emergence here on the national stage on women's issues is interesting, because she wasn't always thought to be that kind of candidate. And so, but she's not, again, combatively partisan. She's talking about this broad approach. She wants to appeal to all women. This is how Democratic strategist Kiki McLean described it.
One of the things that I think is unique to the way Senator Gillibrand is approaching this is her call to action for others to take this up, not to be the lone champion. She doesn't want to be the lone champion. She wants women to invest themselves in this process.
So you've been saying Gillibrand is, you know, clearly trying to use women's issues to create a national platform for herself. What about her campaign for re-election in 2012?
She's generally thought to be safe. She won by 30 points, almost 30 points in 2010 when she ran for the last part of Hillary Clinton's campaign. So she's able to focus nationally. And Democrats need her to focus nationally. They've had a historic edge among women voters, but they lost that edge in the 2010 midterms. This is Dana Perino, George W. Bush's former press secretary. And she pointed to this. She said this was about jobs. This wasn't about women's issues. Republicans have done a good job appealing to women.
Republican women and conservative women don't just say that this is a women's issue. They just talk about helping all people.
So you have in 2010 or 2012, you have Gillibrand along with these women's groups trying to say, we will support the historic issues that you expect us to, but we also are much more broadly talking about what is important to you as women, and they're looking to turn that into a real political advantage.
All right. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you.
WNYC's Anna Sale, and you can read Anna's piece about Gillibrand on our politics website at itsafreecountry.org.